Oh, Jesus Christ. Chris Johnson here, and I got a little bit of the concert voice. I don't know how I sound to myself. I'm all fucked up. Things get fucking loud in there, and I wear earplugs when I go there because I don't want to fucking go deaf and shit. But, like, afterwards for a while, like, I don't think my voice sounds fucking normal. My ears still don't sound normal. Even though I got the fucking plugs in, I don't know what fucking normal sound is. You wear earplugs for a while, and it's still loud as shit, even with the fucking earplugs on. But you wear earplugs for a while, like, nothing sounds normal. That's, like, 2 hours after the show, I'm still all fucked up. So I don't know how I sound. I went to see Bayside and Sincere Engineer, and I love both those fucking bands. I've seen them both multiple times now at this point. Today was pretty fucking interesting, though. It was at a place called Anthology in Rochester, and I've been there before. As there was Sully, we saw Bad Religion and the Lawrence Arms. It was weird, though, because it's like a punk rock type show. But in between the acts, they usually, like, play music and shit, just so there's not, like, complete silence. Today, for some fucking reason, they were playing, like, R&B and shit. But, like, old school, like, R&B. Like, fucking, like, Kiss from a Rose and shit that I haven't fucking heard in, like, fucking 20 goddamn years. And there was a fucking couple that was, like, fucking grinding on each other during the shit. And they were, like, 2 feet away from me. I mean, things were getting so fucking hot, I almost got pregnant. I always wonder, like, how the fuck do you get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna grind on my man's balls. Right in front of everybody. It was the fucking like two people facing in the same direction, woman in front of the dude, you know, ass grinding against his balls, just fucking going wild. And I thought, like, I mean, you guys are doing this 2 feet away. You want me to get in this shit? Motherfucker, I'll join in. I didn't go with anybody to this show. And one of the most interesting things about me when I think back, when I was fucking married, I was such a goddamn mess that I could do nothing on my own. Nothing. I didn't like to go anywhere without my wife, or now ex-wife. I almost used her as like a shield. And I don't know if that's like healthy or smart. It probably wasn't. But like I needed her fucking there just like to deflect. Like I was so goddamn anxious about going out fucking anywhere if she wasn't going to be there. That, like, I would just get, like, fucking nervous about it. There was one time she stood up at my sister's wedding, and I remember thinking, like, motherfucker, like, you're standing at my wedding. Who the fuck am I going to sit with? Even though I'm going to be sitting with, like, you know, cousins and family members and shit. That's just what's on my fucking mind. Like, it was just very difficult for me to fucking deal with. And now when I look back with a more clear head, very fucking unhealthy. So when I first got divorced, it was like this big fucking thing where like I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. I thought I was just going to fucking sit at home all the time because I couldn't fucking do anything. And then I just decided like one day a band I liked was playing somewhere. I think like Dan Andriano was playing in Cleveland. And I thought to myself, you know what? Fuck it. I want to go to this goddamn show. I'm just going to fucking go. So I just did it. If I remember correctly, that was like the first solo concert trip or really solo fucking anything that I fucking did like after the divorce. And it was a little weird at first, but then, like, I got there and it was fucking fine. Now, granted, I was probably, you know, in therapy at the time and I'm fucking doing my journaling shit, my fucking head's getting clearer. So, like, the fucking nervousness of going someplace by myself was probably way more fucking daunting than the fact of actually going anywhere by myself. But, like, when I was there, it was just fucking awesome. And now, I mean, Christ, I don't know. I've gone to see double-digit shows probably in the last, like, 2.5, 3 years or whatever the fuck. And for the most part, I go by myself. I go by myself fucking everywhere now. To the point where, like, now I've gone, like, in the opposite direction. Where before, I couldn't fucking function if I wasn't with somebody there. I wasn't really somebody there, but I wasn't with my ex-wife there. Now, I almost can't function if I'm, like, with somebody someplace. Like, if I just think, like, about going to a show with somebody, I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm good. Now, people ask me at work, they'd be like, hey, you just fucking drove out to Cleveland for the show. Did you fucking go with anybody? Nah. You just drove out there fucking, you know, 6 hour round trip by yourself? Yes, I did. Same thing with Rochester, Buffalo shows. I just make the fucking trip by myself. I listen to like podcasts in the car or whatever the fuck. And then, you know, I just do it myself. I don't know now how to be with people. I'm with people all the time. I'm not like a fucking hermit, but I'm just saying, like, is it normal to go like that far in the fucking other direction? Because that's where I'm fucking at. Like, I feel like I might be, this might be the anxiety talking, but I might be causing myself a whole new set of fucking problems. Whereas before, I couldn't like function without like a relationship because I was in one for so long. Now, I don't know how to function in a relationship. Not that I'm in a relationship, I'm not in a relationship, but that's what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is like, if I can't fucking go places with somebody or I'm just like really averse to it, like, if I have tickets somewhere, if I have, like, 2 tickets somewhere, and somebody would be like, all right, you have to bring somebody with you. My first thought is, fuck, who the fuck am I going to ask? I don't want to fucking ask anybody. Who the fuck likes this shit? Because if I'm going to go somewhere with somebody, they got to be, like, really into it. They got to, like, be into the show, into the fucking music, into the fucking film. I don't want to fucking just drag somebody somewhere. It's going to bring the fucking energy down. You know what I mean? I don't want them fuck with my energy. I think this, too, sometimes. Like, people don't really ask me if I'm going to be in a relationship anymore, but I think that when I get asked that, like, I don't know how to go to a concert with somebody else or even ask anybody to do it or even have the urge to do that. So how the fuck am I going to manage like being in some type of relationship with somebody? I honestly don't know if I'm capable of it anymore. I didn't know if I was capable of it back then. And I really don't think I was because I got fucking divorced after 14 years. So, I mean, that's a pretty good sign of whether or not you're fucking capable of something. Just because you've done something doesn't really mean you're capable of doing something. You know what I mean? So just because I've been in a fucking relationship doesn't really mean I know what the fuck I'm doing or can manage in a fucking relationship. Or even if I really like want one. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I want. But I'm just telling you, I've done a complete 180. It's all fucking Chris Johnson all the time now. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when the new podcast episodes come down. Podbean's the host of the podcast, the website, the app. I'm on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, on Spotify. I'm on Twitter. That's at Johnson Hates You. I'm also on Instagram. That's at Maybe 5 Minutes. And you can catch me, too, on the Facebook timeline. I'm going to keep putting my podcast there as well.